This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. During a post-G20 summit news conference, President Trump responded to media questions on many subjects. He was asked if he'd made a deal with China's President Xi Jinping that would end the current trade dispute between the two countries.
We're going to continue the negotiation. We agreed that I would not be putting tariffs on the $325 billion that I would have the ability to put on if I wanted.
President Trump said current tariffs will remain, but China would continue to buy U.S. farm products. Mr. Trump also responded to questions about whether he spoke firmly with Russian President Vladimir Putin over Russia meddling and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman over the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
I have a tremendous relationship with President Xi. Nobody else would have the deal that we have. We're getting tens of billions of dollars from China coming in. A lot of things are happening. And despite that, we're moving along towards something that could be very historic. But I get along with President Putin. I get along with Mohammed from Saudi Arabia.
China has slapped its own tariffs on U.S. products, including those produced by financially strapped American farmers. U.S. President Trump says that he is willing to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone separating the two Koreas just to shake hands and say hello. Trump said at a working breakfast with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman that he made the offer to Kim as a spur-of-the-moment decision.
I'll be going to South Korea. We're going with President Moon. We were with the president in Japan for a little while, and we spoke. And all I did is put out a feeler if he'd like to meet.
President Trump said he's not absolutely sure if he will be meeting with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. It would be the third meeting between Trump and Kim, who met last June in Singapore and in February in Hanoi, Vietnam. This is VOA News. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has defended his civil rights record on Friday after California Senator Kamala Harris harshly criticized him in Thursday night's Democratic presidential debate. Speaking at the Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition civil rights organization in Chicago, Biden said he has always been in favor of the federal government overruling state laws that promote racism.
I co-sponsored the Equal Rights Amendment. I supported making the Equity Act in law and make the law of the land today. I voted for the Civil Rights Act of 1990 to ban employment discrimination.
And Biden said if elected president, he will fight against racism from the start. He said President Trump is promoting hate and thinks that he's a bad example for American children. As U.S. lawmakers agreed to this week to provide billions of dollars in funding to federal law enforcement agencies at the southwestern border, Mexico ramped up its own border efforts, deploying thousands of newly commissioned National Guard troops to its southern and northern frontiers. Country's immigration agency also announced that it would hire new agents for the third time this year, though on a decidedly smaller scale than the troop deployment the original posting was for 66 officers, but authorities said that they may approve funds for more. Iran's deputy foreign minister says that European countries need to buy more of his country's oil or consider lines of credit for Tehran if Iran is to stay within the limits of the 2015 nuclear deal. Abbas Araghchi said in Vienna Friday that the European countries need to do more under the so-called INSTEX program, which allows non-dollar trade with Iran.
All in all, I believe that it was a positive and constructive meeting. I can say one step forward compared to the previous meetings we had, but it is still not enough.
Iran is threatening to surpass the maximum amount of enriched uranium allowed by the deal. In response to U.S. economic sanctions imposed in the past year, European countries are urging Iran to fully comply with the accord. And in the wake of recent tensions with Iran, including the shooting down of a U.S. drone, a Senate bill to limit presidential war powers came up short.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 40. The 60-vote threshold having not been achieved, the amendment is not agreed to.
An amendment to a defense bill that would have required congressional approval before the president can order military action fell 10 votes short in the Senate Friday. Four Republicans joined most Democrats in supporting the failed amendment. The White House and Pentagon had written a letter opposing the amendment. Earlier in the week, President Trump asserted he doesn't need congressional approval to engage militarily with Iran.
That's AP correspondent Mike Rossia. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.